This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Make the hat, the hire, Matt, come on, what are we waiting for?
You're going to make hats now?
I'm overly excited, Mike, because they've got the guys that they've wanted to talk to.
So you're saying Harbaugh, if this was a Zoom call or it was actually a physical meeting, they never should have left him lead the building, basically. Throw cash, like piles of money are thrown at John Harbaugh.
Absolutely right.
Okay.
That's exactly right. Hey, don't open that door. Close that door. We got $9 million for you. What do you need? What do you need?
What's it going to take to keep you here, John? I mean, yeah, I'm with you. Look, if you like Harbaugh, and we've got a poll question up at Dukes and Bell 929. Day-Day put that out earlier, and right now I'll give you the results. I'd prefer to go get a younger dude. I like Kubiak, but a lot of you guys want Harbaugh. Harbaugh at 43.4%, but Clint Kubiak leading the way at 46.7%. Kevin Stefanski with 9.9%. And then we have some write-in candidates, Brian Flores and Mike McDaniel.
Okay, that's cool. Some write-in candidates. Mike McDaniel? Look here, kid. Look.
I learned a lot in Miami.
Let me tell you something.
I mean, I will not wear these goofy glasses, okay? Coaching in Atlanta.
By the way, we like him. We
just as an
like
OC,
him.
Just not as a head coach.
Where I'm at.
He did some really cool stuff with the Dolphins, but you know, at the end of the day, you know, Tua
ruined him. He got him fired.
Yep, wasn't great. And the culture, a lot of reports from South Florida that he lost the locker room, that he gave him too much rope, and the guys just made a monkey out of him.
Mike, you know when that happened. Real talk, seriously. Matt, make the hire. This is when it happened. Do you guys remember when the wide receiver, the cheetah, quit on the team?
Yeah, when Tariq had his little hissy fit. When he went in. Yeah.
No punishment.
Nope.
That's when it happened.
Right.
You had every vet on that team going, yo, this dude just literally took himself out the game and quit. And there was nothing said. And then we had to wait until the next, which was this offseason, for Tariq to say, I'm sorry. I didn't want to hurt anybody. And Mike McDaniel should have suspended his ass for two games going into the next season and said, "That we will not tolerate that." That is when I think that whole shift started. And then Tua obviously didn't play great. As we're talking about the candidates for the Falcons, guys, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Again, Falcons have interviewed John Harbaugh. But
we were just talking.
We'll see.
Day-Day, we're behind the glass real quick before we get to talking about the college football championship, which is now set. We were just talking behind the curtain here. And that's also our podcast. No podcast today because we had a meeting. But back to work tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Get a sneak peek on the show on Twitch and YouTube. But Day-Day brought up a great point. I said this to you last week. If Arthur Blank goes out there and makes declarative statements that he's our franchise quarterback, talking about Penix Jr., does Matt Ryan, as part of the process, have to sell some of these candidates on Michael Penix Jr.'s viability, which I don't think he should have to do? I think you just said a fresh set of eyes on this situation. And whether or not somebody believes in Penix Jr. or maybe somebody thinks that, yeah, they see some great and brilliance in his game. And it can be fine-tuned. And there's some things they got to work on. But I still don't like the idea that the owner puts it out there that he's locked in as a franchise quarterback.
Yeah. And by the way, you could have said, hey, go meet with all these other teams. You're our guy. That's fine. Guys, that stuff happens, right? I mean, where, hey, I want to go to Mike. We're talking about, I want to go through this process. I want to see what these other teams. Fine. You're our guy. We want you, but go ahead and do what you need to do. And, you know, that's when you have plan B and C available. Because, again, as Oren read to us from, I think, our buddy Adam Schefter, saying, hey, he plans on coaching this year. This is not, he's not sitting out, but he also wants to see who else he wants to talk to. That may be the case.
I mean, look, Jackson Dart, some people don't see him as the man that they already have proclaimed him to be up in New York. They always jump and get ahead of it. They do the same thing.
They do.
Well, let's be honest, with Daniel Jones. Remember, he beat Tampa. They were proclaiming him the next big thing down there. So maybe they're ahead of the gun. But Jackson Dart, I mean, he does show the signs. And you just got to, you know, protect him from himself. There's some weapons there on the defense. Who's the most attractive job? You and I had this conversation. I mean, Tennessee, it's a clean slate. They're at the absolute bottom. Matter of fact, there's even some Jets fans wishing the Jets would move on from Aaron Glenn after 1 year and talk to John Harbaugh.
That's so true.
Speaking of teams that are going nowhere fast.
It's true. Mike, appreciate you listening. He found us on social media at Put 'Em Up. C. Dukes, Mike Bell, ATL. He says, Harbaugh can establish a winning culture here. He knows how to win. Y'all want all these other guys who've never been a head coach or haven't won anything in the NFL. Falcons can't pass on the opportunity to hire a coach like Harbaugh to join this organization. Matt, make the hire. He didn't say that. I said that last part. That's what Micah says. Micah's right. That's where I'm at. That's how I feel.
You're establishing a culture. I would like to, again, if the owner says that Penix is your quarterback, let's get an offensive-minded coach in to fix the quarterback.
You got to.
And if Todd, here's the other thing, if he brings, just for argument's sake, maybe he brings Todd Monken, maybe he's going to go in another direction. Monken had a falling out, whether he says it was overblown in the media, he didn't get along with his young quarterback. What's going to happen with Penix Jr.? I don't know if you need tough love or what. How you approach this kid
and by the
to get him right.
Mike, you're right. You're right. I mean, I don't know either. We don't know how he operates. Enough to say this is what Michael Penix needs. We're talking about style. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about scheme. I'm just talking about how to coach him. You know who knows, I think, is DeBoer at Alabama. If anybody knows, he was around right. The kid a long time. He probably knows. But we don't because we haven't seen enough of him to say, hey, this would fit him. Either way, let me say this. Because everybody's like, Deuce, man, why are you rushing to judgment on this? Let this interview process work out. For what? The best candidate was just interviewed. Here's the other thing. Mike, if I'm Arthur Blank, out of all these coaches that I've talked to over the years, and this is why I asked him the question at the press conference, because fans feel like you have not gotten this right. We can't get this right. If this happened today, which it did with Harbaugh, if I am the owner of this team, I'm going, John, I came close to hiring Belichick the last hiring cycle, mm-hmm. and we didn't. And I made the mistake, and I hired the wrong guy, and here we are 2 years later. And I don't want to be back here 2 years from now. I know what your resume says, and I know what the pedigree you have. I want you. That's what should have happened today with this owner. That's what should have happened with Arthur Blank.
Maybe it did. Maybe it did.
Don't get me excited.
Maybe it did.
That's what should have taken place. I am not going to beat around the bush and go interview all these other guys and roll the dice, Mike, on another guy that we think is going to be a hot up-and-comer. I know what you are, and I need you here to help us fix this. And Matt's sitting there with his arms folded at the end of the table, shaking his head. Matt Ryan going, yes, sir.
We get a do-over on this one. I like Kubiak because, you know, look, you never could have fired Dan Quinn after the Super Bowl season. But what we should have done in hindsight, fired Dan Quinn and made Shanahan the coach, not let him run off to San Francisco. So we got a second chance. We got a second chance at life. You know, now we can get Kubiak, who's off the same discipline, the same approach, offensive-minded guy, a run-first coach. You know, he can make lemonade out of lemons, and that's what we're shooting for in that first year. And then hopefully we're off and running, whether he fixes Penix or not. We get another quarterback in here. But I that's why I want Kubiak. I like. And by the way, if it comes down as Harbaugh, I'm cool with that too, but I put Kubiak over it.
I am. Look, this is why I said I don't think we can go wrong, but...
And even Stefanski's not bad to me.
No.
Just the fans equate all the crap in Cleveland all on him, so that's why they're lukewarm on him on our poll.
Let me say this. Both of these guys, all three of these guys, I think immediately fix our offense. And here's the thing about John. He's like his brother. They both know what great offensive football looks like, Mike. They believe in trenches. They believe in being great up front. This is why I go, okay. And by the way, we're pretty good there. We're pretty good. We need to add some pieces, but we're pretty good. They know what it looks like. You're not bringing in a guy who goes, man, I think this is going to be a winner. John's like, no, that ain't a winner. I know what that looks like. So that's the reason why I'm leaning there. But either way, I don't think, guys, Falcon fans, if you're going to say one is way better than the other, the only reason John Harbaugh is way better is his experience. That's the only reason you could say.
He's got the track record as the man. As the man.
But if you're going to say he's going to be, you know, Clint Kubiak is way better than Kevin Stefanski or vice versa. If you're going by just accolades, you say, well, Stefanski's been two-time coach of the year. What does that mean? Does that help you with this hire? I don't know if it does.
Well, Tish just hit us up and she says, hey, let's not forget Mike McCarthy. Said Dak's leg was basically facing the wrong direction, returned from injury playing like an MVP, which he did.
He did.
You know, that was some of those things are beyond his control. But I still think, look.
Have we interviewed him?
McCarthy? I don't think we talked to McCarthy. I haven't seen anything about us with the Falcons and Mike McCarthy. I don't want Mike McCarthy because I think he lost his fastball. I think the way that thing ended, that playoff loss to the Packers, inexcusable. I don't want that. Now, Harbaugh, it's not his fault that, you know, Mark Andrews was carrying the football like a loaf of bread, and Lamar does that for the same token. They've been in the playoffs every year. You're built around Lamar. You take the best and the good with Lamar, and sometimes, Carl, you take the bad with Lamar. I had this debate at the gym the other day with Mitch. I mean, I'm a big fan of Lamar Jackson, but Lamar's got to tighten up his game too.
Yeah.
You know? But, I mean, in the case of if you get Harbaugh in here, he's not as idiosyncratic. He's not as of an egomaniac as his brother also. He's a little more down to earth. I think that's been well reported and documented.
I agree. 404-726-0929. You with me? You with Mike?
I mean,
Matt, make the hire!
And by the way, the one thing about, and I'll make the argument for you, if I had said this to Carl last week, if I'd lived here in Atlanta, was doing Radio 97, I wasn't, and they had said they're going to hire Dan Reeves, I'd be like, Dan Reeves?
You would have laughed.
Dan Reeves, he did nothing in New York. Without Elway, he's nothing. Dan Reeves, he maximized his team, went to 7-9 the first year, the Super Bowl the next year, 14-2, decimated with injuries, and obviously went sideways. Had the balls, though, to pick up Mike Vick.
Yeah.
So Dan Reeves' third act in the NFL was pretty darn good here in Atlanta. So if you feel like, you know, he's old news, a lot of guys use the comparison on John Harbaugh to Andy Reid today, Carl.
What's up? Oh, you wanted to add something here? What's going on? We're talking about the coaching search for our Falcons. Falcons have completed the interview with John Harbaugh. Go ahead.
Remember Jim when he was getting interviewed here?
Who?
Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then he used us as leverage for that Chargers job.
He did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it happens. It's part of the negotiating process.
What if this is a play by Harbaugh? Both Harbaughs use the Falcons for leverage.
Mm-hmm.
He's using this as a ploy to get something more from
the Giants. Lot of guys. Hell, Bill Parcells used this for leverage. Remember that?
We can play by two Harbaughs. That's kind of bad.
For those who don't remember, Parcells ended up doing a deal with the Dolphins after using us for leverage. Remember that? After the Cowboys time.
Leverage, though? Really?
Just saying, man.
Get an extra dollar. Dollar in this world, Carl. Dollar and a cent.
You know who I think we could be with Harbaugh? I think we could be the Patriots, who went 4-13 the year prior to this year, and this year are 14-3. I really believe that.
But at what point is Penix Jr. taking over quarterback? I mean, who's your stopgap?
Well, that's a big question.
That's the question.
Well, that's where Matt has to step in and says, don't worry about what Arthur said. We'll figure out the quarterback situation.
See, that's Day-Day. I mean, you're not as making a big deal as I am, and Day-Day's kind of in the middle. This is nothing against Penix. He may be the guy, but he may not. And I don't need the owner making that declaration. If it does scare off some people who feel, oh, man, I got to make Penix work. I never thought they should have drafted Penix.
You know what? Matt Ryan's got a plan, Mike. This is ridiculous. Everybody thinks like we're just going in here blind and we have no plan. Matt Ryan has a plan for that.
Right. Unless, you know, if you talk to Matt. Matt, how much were you following the draft a couple years ago? Well, I was looking at it a little bit. Who was your guy? Oh, I like Bo Nix. We don't know. I'm throwing a silly hypothetical at you. We don't know.
All right, man. You guys can let us know what you think.
Make the hire, Matt.
Make the hire, Matt. Let's go.
Hey, just quick, one little nugget as we're getting ready for the championship. We already talked about Indiana smoking the Oregon Ducks and Miami hanging out with a gutsy win from Carson Beck beating Ole Miss. The rumor is this, a couple of guys, and again, these websites are marginal, so I'm not going to give them credit, but it's out there on the internet that Miami might be heavy for Ty Simpson to come back, and they'll give you more money than Carson Beck got to go down to Miami. Other schools apparently in the mix trying to convince, including Alabama, to stay. Come back, Shane. Come back.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, 6.5 mil.
To stay in college?
Yeah.
What did we project Ty as? Was he a late second or early, late early first or second, should
kind
I say?
Of in the same
I think
boat
we said
as Beck.
Late first, yeah. I thought. Yeah. Was it late
okay.
first?
Okay. And again, guys, we're so far away. It's just January. February, we'll get to the combine and then into March. We'll be on this. But as of right now, Mike, if you were asking me, and I'm Ty Simpson, I'm coming back for that 6.5.
Yeah, you want to get this shit.
I'm coming
right.
back.
Oren's right. It's more money, and you improve your draft your draft stock. You know, let's see there. Am I reading this right? Sam Levitt looking to leverage the commitment to LSU. He's planning to play for LSU. That's a kid from Arizona State. And apparently $5 million. Tennessee thought they had Levitt coming, and now it's LSU.
Wow.
I mean, it's all in flux.
He's pretty good, though.
Right, he was the most one of the highly touted transfers in the portal.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Speaking of pretty good, great.
Oh, you see what Lane did too, to kind of back that up. You know how he signed Tristan last year from the D2 ranks. He also signed some kid from Elon.
Saw that.
Oh, similar to what he did at Ole Miss,
right? Just, yeah.
Just in case. Great weekend for the Longhorns. Oh, not only did you get Cam Coleman, who was the number one wide receiver in the portal, Mike, this offense from a skill position standpoint, no excuses. And I'm just telling you guys, I know we're a long way off. You may or may not care. At the end of the day, Arch Manning is going to be surrounded by studs.
They can actually catch the ball.
Catch the ball all the way around. Ryan Ringo, one of the wide receivers they brought in. Emmett Mosley's there. Their tight end is really good. Then you look at Relique Brown, the running back. Hollywood Smothers, the other running back. Loaded. I'm just telling you, like, there's going to be no reason that they shouldn't be really damn good next year with Arch at quarterback.
By the way, Landon Clark is the quarterback you're referring to from Elon, West Durham's alma mater. 18 touchdowns passing, 11 touchdowns on the ground, 600 yards he rushed for.
Wow.
So he's dual threat dude.
Sort of like the Shameless kid, huh?
Right.
Okay.
Did you see this tweet from Albert Breer?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dede? Yeah, you saw that? So, yeah. It doesn't sound like it was face-to-face with Harbaugh.
Make the offer!
John Harbaugh did preliminary calls with Browns, Cards, Dolphins, Falcons, Giants, Raiders, and Titans per source. Those were to get teams' pitches and to work on figuring out who to interview with.
You know what
today
the pitch
he
is?
Interviewed.
I need you.
Don't screw it up.
I need you.
Sounds like the Falcons basically say, we understand that you wanted to hear our pitch. No, we're interviewing right
now. Yeah, that's the interview. Are up in Montana on the ranch. I want him no part of this process.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.